Now time for a locker room chat with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton after a tough 20-6 loss at home. And coach, this was a game that was a dogfight. It was down to the wire until the last 2 minutes. Your thoughts on the game?
You know, I think there's always room for improvement. You know, after watching the tape, there's plenty of things we could have done better from the coaching staff on down. You know, there's plenty of play calls that I could have made in different situations that could have put our kids in a better situation. And as well as executing on the field as well. I thought our defense has played great for 2 weeks now, and our offense is struggling behind a little bit, but we've had a good week of practice so far, and we're hoping to bust out a little bit this week.
Yeah, kind of talking about that offensive performance, just 87 total yards, a couple of turnovers, and only 2 third down conversions out of 10 attempts. What are some things that you're hoping to try to do in practice to flip that around?
You know, just I started on Monday with film. You know, everybody looking at themselves, coaching staff looking at what we need to do, what we need to change, get some tendencies out, and looking how we can exploit better on Friday nights, and just executing and doing the little things, getting the yards when we have them, and taking care of the football.
And you kind of talked about your guys' defense. They played well until the very end there, giving up that touchdown to go up by 2 scores. But in the end, they only allowed 3 third down conversions out of 12 attempts. It's only a 25% third down conversion rate. Pretty solid, but fourth down efficiency was pretty good for the cause. They were 3 for 4, ended up with 240 yards. Just your overall thoughts on how your defense played?
They played pretty well. You know, we kicked off to start the game, and I think they had a 7 or 8 minute drive to start, and it was just a bend but don't break defense, and give them kind of 3 yards, and they're getting 3 yards, and we finally get a negative play in there for them, and put them in a situation, and we played well. Our defense has played well. It kept us in the ball games. We're playing tough. There's times where we need to tackle a little bit better, but you know, overall, we're not giving up the big plays, the one play drives, and we're making them earn it, and that's the way we've been preaching all summer and all fall, that make them earn it and create some turnovers, and we've done that too. It's just kind of our offense needs to get some urgency and put some scores up.
I'm going to go ahead and step aside for a quick break. We'll have more with Riverside football coach Bryce Payton after this. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton ahead of their game against Royal Valley this week. And, Coach, this is a team that has had a couple of rough goes at it, but they have shown some fight. Your thoughts on your matchup with the Panthers?
Yeah, you know, they played well against Hiawatha to a one-point game. And then they played the defending state champions, who's a really, really good football team, and they did some good things against them. And this is going to be another knockout, drag-out fight for us, I think, and we're going to have to be ready to match physicality and be able to tackle the football this week.
And, Coach, what are some things that you're learning from the film that you've gotten from Royal Valley?
You know, they got some skilled guys that are able to go. They're fast and able to get inside, and they got some big boys up front that can create some holes. And, of course, the option's always dangerous to defend. And their quarterback is athletic, and he likes to get outside the pocket, so it's gonna be a tough matchup with skilled position players, but hoping that we can match up with that with ours.
Here with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton. And coach, I guess I've had success on defense. We talked about that in our first segment, but what are some things that you're trying to do to replicate that success that has only allowed 13 points a game this year?
Staying multiple. We have to change looks up a little bit. We can't just do the same exact thing and expect teams not to adjust. So we're finding wrinkles to do different things to get our athletes in positions where they can be successful, and doing a lot more research on some game film and finding tendencies of our opponents and working to our strengths and really kind of getting our kids to understand the formations and the plays that they have out of those formations, and hopefully be one step ahead when we get out there on Friday.
Here with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton, last question for you, Coach. What are some things that you're learning about your team as we're already a quarter of the way into the season?
You know, it's crazy to think you're already kind of getting to that third way through. But we're growing up a little bit. We're working some things out. and some of our kids have kind of regressed a little bit from last year, you know, our freshmen, and others have gotten better. We're leaning more on our some of our older kids to step up and be leaders and do what they need to do, and just going through a few growing pains, honestly, on offense. And, you know, last year's expectations were a little lower with so many freshmen out there, and I think they're adjusting to a little bit of the hype, and some kids are getting double teamed, and it's not so easy as it was when nobody knew about them last year. So just kind of adjusting and learning to play together, and we'll get there by the time it's all said and done.
Coach, thanks for your time today. Really appreciate it. And hopefully by this time next week, we'll be talking about you guys being 2-1 heading into your game against Jackson Heights.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That was Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by MCON of Wathena and Euler Law Office.